Parshas Balak tells an amazing story about Balak, a Goyish Rebbe, a Balmoifus, a wicked Jew hater who has special spiritual powers and tries to curse the Jewish people. Incredibly, he needs to ask God permission, and God says, "No, you can't go curse them." And if you keep reading, he asks God again. Again, a discussion ensues, and God says, "You know what? Go ahead." And the Gemara asks incredulously, and Sanhedrin Kufhei, "I mean, what happened?" God says, "You can't go," and then God changes his mind and eventually says, "You can go." And the Gemara presents an unbelievable concept: chutzpah malchusa belotaga. Bilam had an unbelievable gift. See, we think his greatest gift is that he's able to curse people. Not so. Amazing gift, but not his greatest gift. His greatest gift, as the Gemara presents it, is that Bilam had chutzpah. Chutzpah. If you have chutzpah, you are the most powerful man in the world. Not only are you a powerful man, you are more powerful. You're as powerful as a king, and the Gemara shows you're even more powerful than a king. You're as strong as a king, and if not stronger, even if you're not wearing a crown. You don't have any crown or any title, but you have chutzpah, you're the most powerful man on earth. The Gemara takes this even further with an even more shocking and amazing statement. Chutzpah afilu klapei shmaya mahani. Meaning, if you have chutzpah, you're even more powerful than God. More powerful than God? How could it be? God said no. Well, if you have chutzpah, you can bother and pester and annoy God enough, and you show God just how badly you really want something. Chutzpah is an expression of your conviction and an unshakable desire. You're not satisfied. You will not accept a no from God, right? With failure. That's it. We see from here that ratzon, the will, the longing, the wanting, it wins all. It wins all. Right? And if you can just annoy and show God enough how much you really want something, you can get it. The truth is that the fact that Bilam even considered that he would curse the Jews, it was insane. After all, the Gemara tells us in Sota that Bilam himself had been part of the original round table, the plan for the final solution of the Jews in Egypt. He had been an advisor to Pharaoh to kill them. And look what happened, huge fiasco, terrible disgrace. What a mistake and embarrassment to Paro and his cabinet and the Egyptian people, right? You would think that Bilam would have, shied off the stage in humiliation and disgrace, right? So such an embarrassment to show up and try again. And yet, here he is, happy to try again. Moreover, in his last attempt, the Jewish people had been a weak, enslaved, disheartened people. People who had no chance, right? They were an easy target. And you can understand why he wanted to kill them. And now the Jews were a mighty people, an independent, free people, wealthy people, and armed and confident. Why on earth would Bilam try to hurt them again? He's a fool. A fool. Yes. A failure? No. Bilam doesn't give up. He doesn't despair. He's so adamant and compelled, nothing will stop him. As the saying goes, "Ein davar omed b'fnei haratzon." And you see that the Gemara tells us elsewhere, incredibly, it's a little bit of a secret, not a well-known idea. The Talmud tells us that actually God allowed him to go. God allowed him to go. And not only that, even though in this specific story his curses didn't work, but God actually allowed his curses to hurt the Jews, as the Gemara tells us in a different place, in Sota, that he offered 42 sacrifices, and because of them, 42 Jews were killed at a later time. Wow! Bilam's curses didn't work? Wrong. They did work, because Bilam showed God just how much he really wanted to hurt the Jews. And Rashi brings it. The Gemara tells us in Makos, "Bederech she'adam leila rotze leilech bo molichinoso." If you really, really want something, God will give it to you. Ultimately, Bilam's curses came true because of his he kept on praying and praying and asking to curse the Jews. And I was bringing karbanos and doing different things and going to different vantage points and trying his very hardest. He showed God how much he's not stopping. Nothing is going to stop me. Bilam is our Rebbe in this topic. Never give up hope. He says, I don't care. Come what may. I'm not giving up hope. I'm dead set, hell-bent on hurting the Jews and cursing them. I'm going to get them. And eventually he was able to hurt us, right? The tremendous lesson to be learned from this. If you have chutzpah, you're even more powerful than a king. You could take a king down. Not only that, you could even somehow push God's will aside and get what you want. But incredibly, the Gemara takes one step further and tells us even more information. Same Gemara, Sanhedrin Kofei. The Gemara tells us, would you believe it? Would you believe me that Bilam actually was blind in one eye. And moreover, he had only one leg. He was a cripple. The guy couldn't even walk. How's he supposed to run around and try to go places? But that was no problem for him. He doesn't care. He'll drag himself and do whatever he needs. And then the Gemara contrasts, pivots and stops and says, and by the way, I got something else to tell you. A statement which is shocking in its content. And that is the strongest man of all time, the greatest Jewish warrior that ever lived. The man who single-handedly defended the entire Jewish nation against whole armies, a man named Shimshon. Shimshon, to this day, known as Shimshon HaGibor, one of the very few people with such a title. Shimshon, the superpower, a man who was the Jewish Hulk. The Talmud tells us Shimshon was actually an entirely cripple. He was a handicapped cripple, a paraplegic, a man who couldn't even walk. Lame in both legs. This is a guy who couldn't kill anyone. He couldn't take a single step, and yet, look how he was a warrior and destroys tens of thousands of Pelishtim by him single handedly. How? The Gemara tells us based on the pasuk, he was a shvifon alei orach, which means he slithered and dragged himself. He crawled on his elbows, arm after arm, to go and kill the Plishtim with his big arms. Insane. Impossible. Impossible for Shimshon to be successful to kill anyone ever. And yet, look what he accomplished. What do we see from this? Shimshon couldn't care less. He had even more chutzpah. He was so set and he's so unwilling to take no for an answer. He got whatever he wanted. I have seen people with my own eyes, people who have the whole the deck stacked against them, and yet they are so committed to getting what they want, they will just stop at nothing. There isn't anything that anybody can say they cannot do. If you're not doing something, it's because you don't want it enough. As I like to say, you can wish for something your whole life and never get it. Stop wishing and start willing. Just don't wish for something to be true. Will it to be true. Demand it. Make it happen. I bless you to dream big, and may all your dreams come true. Shabbat Shalom.